Welcome, Mama, to Begin Again, Mama. I'm your host, Tia, a holistic nutritionist and integrative nutrition health coach focusing on whole person health with a bonus prenatal and postpartum professional certification. I am a mama of a now 18-month-old boy, and I have big news to share. I'm pregnant. I am in my first trimester based on my last period, 10 weeks today. I have a dating ultrasound this week to confirm that. And I've decided to share this news early because I want to share my lived experience of this time. If you go back a few episodes, you will find holistic health and nutrition recommendations for the first trimester based on the best case scenario. I did my best to emphasize the fact that best case and lived experience rarely line up, so we must do what we can when we can in pregnancy based on our personal experience. I also want to just talk about my experience to process it and see if anyone out there can relate. I know pregnancy is such a wide range of experiences, from the symptoms to the circumstances that we are in. But the truth is, I think a lot of people find aspects of pregnancy challenging. No matter how much we love being pregnant, how grateful we are, it is still very challenging. I personally look back on my first pregnancy and absolutely love the experience. It may have not been what I would have expected for myself or put myself into, for circumstances being so closely coupled with my sister's death and grieving while pregnant. And I would still honestly say that I loved being pregnant. With the love, there were still a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges with the way I felt physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Everything is changing all at once. And yes, we may be pregnant for 38 to 42 weeks. It's still a really small period of time to experience such big changes. This time around, my pregnancy has not caught me by surprise. We did plan it, but the circumstances that we are in caught me by surprise. My husband has been working out of town for the last 7 weeks, 8 weeks. I'm not sure. 8 weeks, I think. And that first month went by smoothly. He was able to come home on the weekends, which made a big difference. And I wasn't quite feeling pregnant yet. Those first 4 weeks of pregnancy, you don't even necessarily know that you're pregnant. And then the couple weeks after you find out you're pregnant, you may not find yourself feeling symptoms quite yet. And then for me, that second month of him being gone, I started feeling more pregnant. The fatigue hit me like a brick wall. I remember being tired in my first pregnancy, and I was able to rest and relax and sleep through the night and do what I needed to do to take care of that fatigue, because I was just taking care of me and my first growing baby. This time around, I have a toddler home with me, and unfortunately, that second month as well, my husband wasn't able to come home. He was only home for two 24-hour periods, which was very challenging. I ended up taking a nap with my son every single day, and I don't see that habit ending anytime soon because I rely on that nap for my survival for the rest of the day. I cannot believe how tired I am. On top of the fatigue during the day, my 18-month-old started to get his canine teeth during this time. So the first ones that came through were his top, and those were a bear for him. He had a really hard time. They hurt really bad. He was up a lot at night. I ended up sleeping with him most of the night, and even with that, he was still up because he was in so much pain. I was not expecting those teeth, the canine's teeth, to be so painful for him because he seemed to handle the molars so well. Little did I know that it's quite common for the canine teeth to be the hardest ones for our little people. And now, this last few weeks, he's been getting the bottom canine teeth and sleep has been rough again. So in the last 8 weeks that my husband was gone, I think we maybe slept through the night a handful of times. And so that was really challenging on top of feeling the pregnancy fatigue. I was feeling the disturbed sleep fatigue and managing my emotional roller coaster, it felt like, during the day based on not getting enough sleep was really challenging. I'm so grateful I get to be home with my baby. I'm so grateful I'm the one that gets to spend every day with him. And I know that, honestly, working away from home for my husband must have been a lot harder. Like, I imagine us being in the opposite roles. And even though I was so tired and experiencing this first trimester without him, I wouldn't have traded places with him for anything. And I imagine the confusion for my toddler of having his dad work away, that was even harder on him. So I feel like out of the three of us, I believe that I had the easiest role in the last few weeks, even though it was so challenging. My nausea level has been very comparable to my pregnancy with Otto. And because it's mild, I have been feeling the intrusive thoughts of, oh my gosh, maybe this isn't a strong pregnancy. Because I remember hearing in my first pregnancy, like, strong symptoms, strong pregnancy, strong baby. And that might not be the case for everybody. You can still have a strong pregnancy and strong baby, even if you don't feel all the same typical symptoms that people talk about. And that's been one of the challenging mental hurdles for me at this time. I have been able to cope with it best by eating every 2 to 3 hours and really focusing on getting in enough protein throughout the day. It doesn't really hit me until nighttime, which isn't awesome, but I'm grateful because usually my baby is sleeping at that time, so I can just kind of focus on myself and meditation and mindset work while I'm falling asleep to help me cope with the nausea that I am feeling. I'm still breastfeeding my 18-month-old toddler, and I was not expecting the aversion to breastfeeding to be so strong. It luckily has gotten a little better right now, or at least my mindset around it has gotten a lot better, because I know I don't want to force him to quit. I want to stick this out. I want to have him choose when our breastfeeding journey ends, and part of me thinks that if we make it through pregnancy breastfeeding, that being able to still connect with him when the new baby comes through breastfeeding will actually be very helpful for him. Initially going into pregnancy, I was like, oh, maybe pregnancy will end our breastfeeding journey. And now that I'm in it, I'm not sure that's exactly what I want to do. I'm going to just follow his lead and trust in our journey and see where it leads us. I really was taken back by the pain that I felt. I think it was around like weeks 6 and 7, especially 8, that breastfeeding brought. Oh my gosh, it literally felt like cutting glass on my nipples. I know that sounds extreme, but it was so painful. And it didn't help that he was teething in that time, so he wanted to just constantly nurse, especially at night, which was my hardest time during the day. Mornings have been my easiest time. I've felt my best during the mornings. It's the nighttime that I feel my worst, so that didn't help. But we're still going strong on breastfeeding, and we're going to see where it brings us, because I think emotionally and mentally, breastfeeding helps both of us right now. The emotional side of everything has been, again, very challenging. I didn't expect the fear of loss to be as intense as it has been these last few weeks of finding out. I felt like I coupled my fear of losing my baby the first time around with the deep grief I was in, being so fresh in experiencing the death of my sister. And this time around brought up a lot of those same emotions. It brought me back into that grief many times. And I felt, and I still do have days and moments of being terrified of the loss. I think that that's just a normal fear in pregnancy for many people. I guess I didn't, maybe that's just like where our minds go. They save us or try to, our minds try to protect us and not tell us that we're going to have these deep fears before we get pregnant. What's really helped me get through those moments of intense fear has been focusing on my baby boy Otto and being really present with him. The beautiful thing about toddlers are they really do pull you into the present moment. They keep you busy. And for as hard as these last 4 to 6 weeks have been, he's kept me busy. He's kept me present. He's kept me grounded. And by focusing just on our day-to-days and minimizing what I felt I needed to get done in a day has really helped me cope with being the sole caregiver of Otto, the house, and of everything that needs to get done, our dog, all the things around here as my husband's been gone. Things that have really helped me are letting go of the need for all homemade meals. I love cooking at home. I love being the one to prepare our foods and put in that love and know exactly what's in our meals. I have been cooking at home a lot more than I honestly expected to, but I let go of that pressure of feeling like everything needed to be made from home. I leaned into packaged foods. I've leaned into takeout. I've leaned into eating out, things that ease the burden of being the one here alone and taking away the time and effort and energy it takes to put into the food. One thing that I had not expected but greatly appreciated was the fact that it was just me and Otto eating here. We were able to eat on the same meal for 3 days, 3 or 4 days, which was really helpful. And we leaned into that. We ate meals repetitively and we ate a lot of snacks. On the days that I did feel very nauseous, I leaned into more snacking than meals. And Otto loved that. He was here for the eating every 2 to 3 hours. And that might be a habit that now we're going to be in for a while, which is okay. And allowing myself to let the laundry pile up, let the laundry be on our bedroom floor right now because I just don't have the energy. I allow myself to lay down at 7 p.m. and go to sleep extremely early. I'm recording this right now at almost 7 a.m. and this is the first morning in months that he has slept past 6 a.m. I am one of those mamas who sleeps every minute that I can because I have an early bird for a toddler. And today is the first time that I actually woke up early on my own and felt rested enough to get up and do something. I allowed myself to not record a podcast every week right now. This is something that's been very important to me, but I also need to reserve my energy. When we are in these moments of, honestly, survival, we need to prioritize where our energy goes. And my priority was Otto, my toddler, and myself. I've really leaned into setting my priorities and recognizing that I come first and then Otto, then the things that I feel I need to get done, and then the world. And not giving myself or Otto or my home the leftover energy, but giving the world or the people outside of my home, even the ones that I love that are in my family and are my friends, they get my leftover energy in this season and really being okay with that. I want to focus on having a healthy body so I can have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. We have been going to the gym still every morning, and I am so grateful for that habit that I started prior to pregnancy and just kept it going. That time was the time for me. It was the only time in my day that I got to be solo, including the growing baby inside of me, but I got to be on my own. Somebody that I know is safe with Otto is taking care of him, and I got to go and focus on me. There were days that I would do yoga, weightlifting, walking, and there were days that I would just sit in their cafe and rest and read a book. All were good, and I'm so grateful for that time. I have realized that establishing habits that I want to carry into pregnancy prior to conception are so important. So, Mama, if you're listening to this in preconception, really think about what habits you want to install in your day and carry into your first trimester, because the first trimester is hardly a time to establish new healthy habits. It's really hard to do so. I mean, if you can do it, awesome, more power to you, but that has not been my personal experience. So I really believe that starting in preconception to focus in on what are my current habits. Do I want to carry these into pregnancy? And which ones would I like to establish prior to pregnancy? Because it is so easy to lean on what we're currently doing. And once we get into the time that we may feel like we're in survival mode, we need to drop what we have to and focus on what's going to serve us in this time. I am very grateful to say now that my husband came home yesterday, and I really look forward to leaning into his help. If you have help, lean into it, Mama. It is the best thing that you can do. People are willing to help you when they can. I know that it's easier said than done because people have their own lives. So if you have help within your home, lean into that. But if you have help outside of your home, try to lean into that the best you can. The best thing that I realized for me with the people who are outside of my home who have busy lives is you tell me what you can do. Please don't tell me that you wish you could do more or the things that you can't do, because those things made me irritated and really frustrated, because then I just focused on what the help that I wasn't getting rather than leaning into the fact that you just tell me what you can do. If you can pop over for an hour and play with Otto while I rest or while I do something else, that is amazing. Please just tell me that you can do that. If you can drop off a meal, also amazing. I greatly appreciate that. Any kind of thing that you can do is helpful. And if you could just tell me what you can do versus tell me what you can't do or what you wish you could be doing, I think those were really important conversations for me during this time as Austin was away and I was in my first trimester and just so exhausted. Even as setting those boundaries or establishing that expectation prior to pregnancy, if you're open to telling people that you're trying to conceive, can be a useful thing when you might not have a whole lot of energy to pour into conversations with people. I found myself struggling with connection in this time just because I felt so exhausted. I just needed to give my love and energy and time to Otto and myself to make it through each day. Every pregnancy is different. Every day is going to be different in pregnancy. And leaning into surrendering to that truth, leaning into allowing what is to just be, has been really helpful for me. I am going to bring on other mamas to talk about their experiences in pregnancy, to share a wide variety, because it is all so different for all of us. And I want us to hear stories that we feel connected to, and that we can hear our situation in, even if it's just a little bit, to know that we're not alone and that it feels hard, because it can be hard. It doesn't feel hard because you're doing it wrong. You're doing it exactly the way that you need to be doing it. And it feels hard because this can be a really challenging season. It also is a beautiful season. Lean into the moments that you feel good. Lean into the fact that your body is growing a tiny little human being, and trusting that process, trusting your baby, and trusting that whatever is meant to be will be. Trusting yourself to get through it, knowing that you will always have you at the end of the day, and that is more than enough. You are more than enough for yourself. If you have small children at home or older children at home as well, you are enough by just being you and being in your truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't put toxic positivity on this time if that's not how you feel. Allow yourself to be in this moment and experience all that is, because it is fleeting. This will not last forever. You will survive this. You may even start thriving in it if you do lean into it and surrender and just rest. Rest, rest, rest. This is the moment. This is the time to focus on you and your growing family. All right, mama, reach out to me. Let me know, what was your experience of the first trimester? I would love to hear it. You can find me on Instagram at tia.walden. That is TIA.WALDEN. And remember, every moment that you enter is an opportunity to begin again. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.